Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. And as I've been mentioning, I want to make sure you know who my guests are. And people sort of jump in at different moments in the program. My brother, Fernando, and my sister, Maritere, who were co-founders of Tasis Dorado, together with Frida Stube, Dorado Beach, and involved in a lot of construction, Sabanera, Dorado Beach East, etc., and in different parts of the world, Sabanera, of Puerto Rico, and Cedra and all. And Luis Christensen, who was the head of St. John's and had retired, had been involved with this family business, and both he and Maritere were at that moment retired, doing their own thing in different areas. And so this group got together. But as we, at the end of the segment, I was mentioning the initial logo motto that was developed of, striving for excellence in a culture of kindness. And so how did that lema come forth, and how important is that as part of the vision of those, 25 years that we've been involved with Tasis?
We were very clear, because Friedel was very clear that this, he meant it to be a top-notch, world-class institution, which for a school that's starting with pre-kinder to third grade sounded a very lofty goal, but we have to start there. Mm-hmm. If those students from the very beginning are yours, the culture and just their feelings is established in a way that is a lot easier than if you start high school and try to go down in grades. So we wanted it to be short so that they could learn it, and we wanted words to jump at you. Excellence is in a lot of different schools. They use it in their logos and their, but we were playing around with the excellence and let's look for synonyms. And Louis said, well, what do you think about striving for excellence? And I loved it. And he said, well, I introduced that as a theme for a year at St. John's, but it's not theirs, it's mine. I developed it.
Louis speaking. Right.
He was a just absolutely marvelous educator. He paid attention to the details, because if you don't look at details and you don't take care of them, the whole mission can actually, just give a different impression. But he had that big picture, and he could see, down the road what we would need. So he said, it's important that we if you like striving for excellence, let's work on it, And I said, it sounds great. We also need to look at the social emotional. We need to look at forming characters. I mean, I think everyone more or less teaches math and science and social studies. I think that few people or few schools stop to think about the individual. How do we develop integrity? How do we develop honesty? How do we develop love for beauty? And these are things that we, as I guess, experienced educators, we'd seen it, in our other schools. We had time to reflect. In the school that we were founding, we wanted to stress that. I think bullying started to be a term, and I said, it's not going to be part of our vocabulary. That B word is going to be just out, We are going to talk about the opposite. We're going to talk about kindness and being... To be kind can sound like, you can be sweetie. But, honestly, if you're going to be kind, you have to be strong. You have to be courageous. It's hard to be kind. It's easy when everything is fine. But when somebody attacks what you're saying, to respond with grace and elegance and kindness but firmness is really difficult. So that's the vision that we wanted to take to our students.
It was. And... and of course, striving is like the pursuit of happiness. Words like excellence and happiness and success, they're just degrees, And I think life is pursuing them, is striving for them. As soon as you think you have them, you're dead. So in terms of Luis Fernando, who was your roommate and who you know was a critical component of the four of you, tell us a little bit more, you know, of Luis and why he was so important for Casis Dorado.
I think first of all, Luis had his doubts about going back into education. And when he finally decided, yes, this is something he wanted to do, he said, "I'll give you 3 to 5 years," and he lasted 15 years as headmaster. I want to go back a little bit something to about our ethos and our culture, because I think it's important that schools. All schools' missions sound alike, and they start to say the same things. And my grandson, who just started school at Tassus, England, gave me a real insight.
How old is he?
He's 11.
11, right.
And when I asked him, how does Tassus, England compare to your previous school? Very high-flying international school in Switzerland. They had moved from Switzerland to London. He said, first of all, I feel that my teachers always want to be teaching me at Tassus England and not be at home. And at my old school, I thought they wanted to be at home instead of teaching me. Mm. So love of learning and passion for teaching is really essential. The other thing he said, which I think even is more perceptive of an 11-year-old, was my old school promised all the things Tassus England promised, but Tassus England actually does them. And I go back to our three key words from Plato, verum, bonum, pulchrum, which I think, you know, are universal values that we all should have, you know, truth, goodness, and beauty. Without those three values driving the Tassus institution, I don't think we'd be the school we are, what makes us distinctive and different. And I remember, you know, I was just at a conference where we had all our admissions and marketing from our four schools present. And I was asked as a keynote speaker, what are the distinctives about Tassus? And it's very easy to distinguish a Tassus school. And whenever you step on our campuses, beauty is essential. We build beautiful buildings and we live in historic buildings. But there's a beauty inside of the individual as well as outside. And it's not just physical beauty. It's the spiritual beauty. It's what's in the heart and in the soul and what drives us to do good. And I think that's why education is such it's a noble profession. It is more than a 9-to-5 job. It is a commitment. It's missionary work, if you will. So the outstanding teachers are those master teachers who can give to their students in part knowledge, yes, but in part a love of learning. And I think that's kind of what we wanted to create here in Tassus Dorado, and I think we've been very successful in that regard.
And going back
to Louis, let me go back to answer your question. I think Louis, you know, had what I felt was the
key. No, don't misunderstand. That was really critical support, because that's what we're all about. If you don't have that foundation and strong and consistent, you know, you're not going to go the way you want to go. So yeah. I appreciated that.
I think Louis, you know, had a vision as well. You know, when you reach an age, and I think he was maybe. Must have been close to 60 at that point. Maybe anyway, he was retired and he was out of the family business.
In the 50s, I would think.
In the late 50s, mid 50s. Anyway, he had retired and he was enjoying life, and I think he had doubts about getting back involved. The intensity of working in a school is exhausting.
To be a headmaster of a new school,
especially
for
with creating all new procedures and processes and policies, it's not easy. So I think he had his doubts, and that's why he said 3 to 5 years as much as I can give you. But I think he also had this vision and this belief that Tassus was the right kind of organization to start something in Puerto Rico that would be new. And, of course, with the Stuba support in a gated community in a beautiful setting, we had all the ingredients for starting an excellent school. So striving for excellence within a culture of kindness, you know, it is about character. It is about leadership. It is about service. If we're not doing that at this age with the students, they'll never have it. They'll never get it. I love Mrs. Fleming saying that, you know, times change, values don't. And if we forget that without values, and I use our icons on our crest as well, you know, knowledge is dangerous without wisdom, but it's also dangerous without goodness and a sense of commitment and character that really brings out the best in all of us. So that's in a nutshell, I think, what TASIS tries to do. And I've started 6 schools for TASIS in my 53 years with the organization, and every school is different, but there's a common thread through all of these schools, and that's what keeps us together. The family of TASIS schools is what we are.
And, one of the things, just as the background, and Frito, besides the, you know, philosophy of getting behind and wanting to get this thing going, they put their money where their mouth is. They provided the capital for the infrastructure and for the working capital, yeah. And also it was a group of educators that ran this, you know, allowed the educators to run the school, and he supported from a developer and infrastructure and capital and funding. All the way through, and there's continued to do so.
Oh, and not only that, he says this is the best project he's ever done, and he's done many. So education, that's what he's proudest of. But there was a business dimension to this, that sure. He was able to sell a lot more houses with a first-rate school in his community. So entrepreneurship is an important aspect of his, you know, ethos as well.
I think back, I'm just smiling right now because what you just finished saying in terms of our family and establishing in Villa Caparra and developing Villa Caparra and with Garden Hills now, et cetera. And, you know, we helped build a church and we helped build a school, you know, Academia San Jose. Mm-hmm. And they were important from a value point of view. Our grandmother was extremely religious, but they were also commercially important. And he's built a hospital, hotels, and he hasn't built a church.
No, he has.
He oh, has
chapel
he?
Right on campus, the chapel.
Oh yeah, the chapel. Yeah, no, but sure. I stand
Priscilla's,
completely.
And Priscilla's
yeah.
memory.
And in addition to that, he donated very generously for the church, Santuario. That is Catholic, but it could be used by other religions, and they were very careful in doing it. I know that he donated the windows, he donated the doors, and I know he has never actually said it, but I know that he was instrumental in getting it done probably a year before they would have done it had he not cooperated with them.
And he's also helping the public school. They've adopted a public school. But I stand corrected and happily so because I put together a draft of the founding of the school with about 12 chapters and one of them is on Priscilla who also has passed away and he built this chapel, the family built this chapel, which is an integral and critical part of the TASIS campus and it's there, her spirit. Was really important for also. We speak about Frida, but she was very instrumental.
She was critical. Yeah, absolutely. She was a big supporter of the school. In fact, I think she approached Maritere as well, even prior to Frida, didn't she?
Yeah. Correct. She came to see me.
When we think about what creates communities, and this is what we do in schools, as schools do that, hospitals, you need churches and religion, and homes. And that's kind of what's been his success model. He creates environments for living, and it's not just about selling houses; it's about creating communities.
Yeah. So, the in terms, I want to sort of go back a little bit, in terms of your background and Maritere's background. You from a background point of view, you were going into architecture. You studied architecture, and then you moved slowly, but you were to a great extent. You were very much interested in the art part of architecture, and you got involved different ways at Andover, and then with the art world. And
My first teaching position when I left university, I was teaching at Andover in the art department, and I was absolutely enthralled. Because I was surrounded by master teachers at Andover, in the art department. And Andover, Phillips Academy, Andover is one of the, it's probably the oldest prep school in America. But they have a wonderful art, probably the best visual arts program in all secondary school education. But so when I went and taught there, I taught an architecture course, which really got me interested. And I was already interested in architecture. I love building. Even at age 11, I was building tree houses and whatever. Wherever I could, I'd find materials and build something. And so architecture was a natural, you know, passion for me, that one that I loved. So going to architecture school was, you know, something I had planned for very early on. And when I was approached by Mrs. Fleming to come to TASIS, it was with the idea of setting up the top art program in Europe. And she was very clear what she wanted. She was always very clear what she wanted. And so that, I had two passions, education and architecture, and TASIS allowed me to combine those two. Most people never find one passion they can dedicate their lives to. I've been fortunate that I could dedicate my life to two passions, education and architecture. So I'm very fortunate and, mm-hmm. and blessed in that way. So I took what I thought was going to be a one-year leave of absence from Harvard Design School. Mrs. Fleming came back and sort of, I went back to finish my degree, but she showed up in Cambridge and said, I'm not leaving until you say yes. I said, what am I supposed to say yes to? She says, I want you to come back and start schools with me. I want you to be my right-hand man in building TASIS schools. And I said, wow, that's pretty, you know.
Awesome.
Awesome at 24. So I said, I'll do it for a year on one condition, that I can have my summers off to restore a barn in the south of France that I had bought. And sort of that was the opening. So I've always loved teaching and going back to the classroom at Le Tapis, where this hamlet that I've restored for the last 50 years has been to me, a real outlet, and gave me the best of all possible worlds, creating, you know, building buildings, restoring buildings. It's not just architecture as a profession, but it's the actual construction side of it that I love, building with stone and using wood and old materials. So, and in Europe, of all places, you know, southern France or England or Switzerland, or, you know, I've had, and I'm now finishing a school in Portugal, which is in its sixth year, and it's the largest TASIS school now, in a shopping center of all things. Here we have our shopping center. So we were even the foundation had doubts. Said, Fernando, I know you can do a lot of things, but starting a school in a shopping center, come on, you can't create beauty out of a shopping center. So, you know, and in essence, you know, we've done a lot. We're entrepreneurial in many ways, and we take risks, but we're traditional and classical in our loves. So. Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I want to, today we'll talk about your role in education, but you know, from the being the principal versus the teacher. I sort of want to, you know. We've run out of time in the second segment. This is Jorge Gonzalez Reflections. My guests are my brother Fernando and my sister Maritere Mato Santos, and we'll be right back after the pause and keep on going with our stories on this great. Achievement, I think. So far, so good, and it looks great for the future. We'll be right back after the pause.